No other king could vanquish the warhorse or silence the warrior's rage while riding the lowly back of a donkey. No other king could break the dominion of darkness, the tyranny of evil, with a reign of grace and a kingdom of peace. No other king could give his life for the redemption of rebels, his wealth to welcome the outcast. Jesus is that king, the king of glory, son of the living God. Not just another king, not just another prophet, not just another teacher. He was the one the world had been waiting for, the one to deliver us from captivity, the son of David and Abraham's chosen seed. He is the goal of the Mosaic Law, Yahweh in the flesh. He is the one to establish God's reign and rule, to heal the sick, give sight to the blind, freedom to the prisoners, and proclaim good news to the poor. This Jesus was the Creator come to earth and the beginning of a new creation. He embodied the covenant, fulfilled the commandments, and reversed the curse. This Jesus is the Christ that God spoke of to the serpent, the one prefigured to Noah in the flood, the one promised to Abraham, the one guaranteed to Moses before he died, the one promised to David during his reign, the one revealed to Isaiah as a suffering servant, the one predicted through the prophets and prepared for through John the Baptist. He is the Father's Son, Savior of the world, and substitute for our sins. More loving, more holy, and more wonderfully terrifying than we ever thought possible. He is our Jesus, and there is no other king like him. He is our God, our glory, our victorious Savior. There is no other king like him. There is no other king.
Good morning, Rock Church. Oh, we're going to have to do better than that. He is risen. Let's get rowdy, you guys. Let's put our hands together right now because he is risen. Thank you. Now let's get the hands. You guys, come on. We're struggling this morning. Let's not. Just so you know, Saturday night, last night, they got pretty rowdy. So I'm expecting you guys to make them look like amateurs, okay? Jesus Christ is alive. We're here to party and celebrate. We are glad you're here. He is risen. The tomb is empty. Today, we are here to celebrate the most amazing thing to ever happen in the history of our time, space, and world on this planet, the resurrection of King Jesus. Easter is a big deal, and it has changed all of our lives for those of us who have trusted in Jesus as our precious Savior. So today, we have an awesome agenda for you. We've already sang some songs. Here's the plan. I'm going to preach about Jesus conquering the grave and what that means for believers. And then I'm going to invite people in this room who are not Christians to become Christians today because that's what Jesus is going to do. We believe here at the Rock Church that Jesus is going to bring people from death to life this morning in this service. People are going to become Christians, and we're going to be excited, and we're going to celebrate. And then after that, we're going to have baptisms. We're going to watch brothers and sisters in the faith demonstrate their love and obedience to Jesus by getting baptized right here in this little horse trough, and we're going to get rowdy, and it's going to be a party. So let's just get rowdy now, and let's just get rolling. That's right. So last week, if you remember, Pastor Bill walked us through the final moments of Pastor King Jesus' life, the pastor of all pastors, the final moments of his earthly life. If you remember, we walked through Jesus washing his disciples' feet here on the stage, and we walked through Jesus with that final meal, the Last Supper with his brothers, and then we saw Jesus in the garden in agony and praying, and then the betrayal, and then ultimately, which led us to Jesus Christ's ultimate betrayal, being put on a cross where he was crushed and he was spit on, and he was humiliated and he was bled out and he breathed his last and he died and he was buried. And that's where we ended up last week, at the cross of Jesus Christ, where all of our sins, for all of those who've trusted in Jesus, where all of our sins were placed on that cross, and Jesus Christ died in our place instead. And that is the truth. We celebrate that, but this morning, we celebrate something even more amazing because our story doesn't end there. Let me read to you Matthew chapter 28, the first Easter. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb where Jesus was buried. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." That's your shouting moment, Christian. Good job. Let's keep it going. That is Easter. What happened 2,000 years ago has changed our world. Today, we celebrate that Jesus rose from that grave. It's the greatest news in the history of the world. You will not find a tombstone for Jesus Christ today. In fact, there's no gravesite for Jesus. There's no shrine. There's no memorial over Jesus' dead bones because there aren't no bones to be found. Jesus isn't here. And if Jesus were dead, then none of us would be here. No place to go and cry and weep and wail over Jesus because he's risen. Now, this isn't true for any other man or woman or prophet or religious leader or idol, on whoever walked this planet, this is not the case for them. You name it, Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, Elvis Presley, John Lennon, Gandhi, whoever you worship, the people the world wants to worship, there are shrines. You can go to memorial sites and you can visit where their dead bodies lay today. And people will pay tons of money to go and travel and cry and lament and weep over the loss of this dead person, but we cannot do that with Jesus. There is no grave because Jesus Christ is alive. That's right. That is who we worship every day and every Lord's Day when we gather here as a church. There are more books written about Jesus. There are more songs sang about Jesus than anybody ever. We don't sing songs about Gandhi. There's nobody gathering today to celebrate John Lennon, except for maybe some hippies down at Liberty Park or something, right? None of they fail in comparison to Jesus Christ. The whole world's calendar does not revolve around the life of Gandhi or Buddha, but Jesus Christ. You are living in the year 2019 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Easter is a celebration that Jesus is alive, and he offers eternal life to all who believe. So let's get going. I don't know if you've told, you can tell, I've had 3 cups of coffee. I'm really excited. I hope you're excited. Christians, I have 3 quick points, and then we're going to keep on rolling. But I want you to think about these things. I could have given you 100 points, but we're running out of time, and it's getting sweaty in here, amen? So 3 things that we believers need to remember every day, that we should celebrate every day. Number one, because of Easter, because Jesus Christ is alive, God has given us something that we don't deserve. It's called eternal life. Now, if you notice, everything over here on this side of the stage, everything over here is what we contribute to mankind, what we bring to the table. The wages of sin is death. You and I, what we deserve, what we heap up for ourselves, what we earn for our sin, our rebellion against God, and our actions and thoughts and our words, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, sin, what we earn for that is death. But then there's the cross, Jesus Christ. Dead, buried, raised, victorious over the grave. And then because of the cross, because Jesus Christ is alive, the gift of God is life, and it is eternal. So contrast that. What you and I bring to the table, what we earn, what we deserve, is sin and death. But because of Jesus Christ, because of this cross, we get something. We get a gift. It is free. It is the gift of God. His name is Jesus, and it is life, and it is eternal, and we get to enjoy him forevermore. Beloved, this means that if you believe in Christ, the life that we now live will never be condemned because we've been forgiven. That's concrete. That's final. We don't deserve this life. We deserve that death. But Jesus Christ gives us his life, for he is life. In John chapter 1, in him was life. In John chapter 14, I am the way and the truth and the life. The life that we can have can only be found in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is alive. Because there is no tomb. His body is not dead. He is alive. Because of this fact, Easter, God has given us something we don't deserve, and it's called eternal life. Amen? Number two, because Jesus Christ is alive, this eternal life is a present possession. Present possession. John chapter 5, verse 24. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Glory, glory for all of us who are united to Jesus Christ, who find our place on that cross. Eternal life is now what we possess. Do you believe? Do you trust that Jesus is alive and rose from the grave to save you from your sins? Then you, my friend, are a person who has eternal life. That is your present reality. A life that will never be separated from Jesus. This eternal life, Christian, you possess right now. I can tell you at least three things. If you're a Christian in this room, I can tell you at least three things that are absolutely true at this very moment. One, your butt's on a chair. Two, there's a really annoying guy yelling at you with a microphone. And three, you possess eternal life. That is reality. Those are Jesus' words. You have eternal life. Now, I have an exercise for us. I want you to do me a favor. This is a little exercise. I want you to go ahead, look at the person next to you, and I want you to poke them. Just go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the Rock Church. We're getting real uncomfortable, huh? Just go ahead and poke them. Were they real? Did you feel that? You who got poked, did you feel that? Was that real? Christian, eternal life, is that real? The person that you just made feel real uncomfortable, that is how real and present eternal life is. Easter is the celebration that Jesus Christ is alive. And for all of us who possess him have crossed over from death and into life. You possess eternal life. Nothing can ever change that. None of your sin, not your enemy, the devil, not the world, not your flesh. Nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ, for you have stepped over from death and into life because of this cross. That is what we celebrate on Easter. Number three, because Jesus Christ is alive, you and I will live forever. Because Jesus Christ is alive and he lives forever, you and I will live forever. John chapter 11, verse 25. Did I get it up there? I am the resurrection and the life. Yes! And the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. It goes on, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Eternal life means that although we will die in this temporary life, this is just like the pregame show to the Super Bowl, right? Like the first commercial. That's what this life is. That's how short this life is. And yes, this life will end. This life will die. You're going to die, friend. This mess that you and I are right now, the pain and the sorrows and the fears and the burdens, yeah, this life, praise God, is going to end one day. But guess what? It will not interrupt your eternal life for one split second. For one second, it will not interrupt a moment of your life. Did you hear that, Christian? Yes, you're going to die one day. People are going to be sad. We're going to cry. It's going to be really hard for us. But for those who are in Christ Jesus, death will not interrupt your life because death has no sting. From here on out, it's only gain. It's just absent from the body, present from the Lord. For all who trust in Jesus, we will live forever in the same way that Jesus Christ lives forever because we have received this gift that we don't deserve and we possess this life that lasts forever and we have passed from death to life. Death will not separate you from the eternal life you have, Christian. From here on out, it's just upgrades, just endless joy and amazement and wonder and glory walking hand in hand with our perfect Savior who loved us and died to save us. Because of Easter, we get something we don't deserve. We get something that we presently possess, and it's a life that lasts forever. It's eternal life. That is Easter. It's the greatest story ever told. It's what theologians call gaining the whole chocolate factory, or maybe just me. Are we going to talk about Willy Wonka right now? We are. Welcome to the Rock Church again. So I'm hoping you've seen Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. If you haven't, I'm sorry. You made a lot of mistakes. That movie is 48 years old now, I think. Maybe 50 years old. And Gene Wilder, God rest his soul, what a beautiful man. Anyways, where were we? Remember the final scene, spoiler alert. At the end of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, it's just Charlie and his grandpa and Willy Wonka. And they take the great glass elevator, boom, and they leave and they're flying off into the sky. And then, do you remember what Willy Wonka says? He says, "Hey, Charlie, how did you like the Chocolate Factory, Charlie?" With that amazing Gene Wilder smile. And what did Charlie say? He says, "Oh, it was great. It was fantastic." And what did Willy say? Mr. Wonka, he says, "Good, because I'm giving it to you. Charlie, the whole chocolate factory is yours. You didn't earn it. You don't deserve it. But I'm giving it to you." Christian, Easter is an even better story because it's history. It's a true story. Easter, everything that belongs to Jesus is now ours. That is what we celebrate every day, not just Easter, but every day. We will never return to the former life that we once lived because belonging to Jesus means we get all that comes with him. We are included in everything that belongs to Jesus, his holiness, his righteousness, his forgiveness, his justification, our union with Christ, adoption as sons and daughters, eternal life, heaven, everything that Jesus is, he gives to us. And all of the sin that we've racked up against God, that was put on Jesus Christ instead. All of the wrath of God that should be poured out on us was poured out on Jesus instead. He takes our place. He was our substitute. And we were washed, and we were forgiven, and we were redeemed, and we've been born again. We are dead to our old self, and we are alive. We are a new creation in Jesus Christ. Only in the empty tomb is that possible. Because Jesus Christ is alive, everything that he has said and done and offers is true. That is why we celebrate Easter. We get something we don't deserve, something that we presently possess, and something that lasts forever. It's eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for displaying such incredible love for us. So this time, I want to direct my attention to those, my friends in this room today, who you are not believers in Jesus Christ. You are not trusting in this promise, this truth. You do not know you have eternal life. You do not know that your sins can be forgiven. Those of you who are under my voice this morning and these promises aren't yours. You need to listen to me right now. God himself is inviting you to come to this Jesus Christ and receive this free gift of eternal life today. Jesus' words himself in John 3:36, he says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life." God is offering you the life that he has offered countless other men and women across the world and the people sitting next to you, the same life that they now possess, Jesus is offering for you today. It's free. You can have it. You can take it and run with it. You see, every single person who's ever walked this earth, every person who will, is a person who is made in the image of God and is made to know God and love God and enjoy God. And you will live for an eternity. That means you. You will live forever. You will either spend an eternity in hell because of all the things that you've done wrong, all of the sins that you've committed, or you can spend an eternity with God because of what he has done to save you from hell. Christ has come into the world to save sinners. That's me, and that's you. You can become a Christian today, no matter what you've done, no matter who you've become, no matter who you've wronged. This gift, this free gift, is still offered to you today because Jesus Christ is alive. And he paid for sins once for all on that cross. And that includes you if you would just believe. Because he's alive, you can be free from all of your sin and your guilt and your shame. That could all be gone because of what God has done for you. That's what being a Christian means. We believe that. So let me tell you what being a Christian doesn't mean, right? I'm not telling you this. Become a Christian, this is what you got to do. You got to be like, oh, you know what, man? I've got to start going to church more, you know? Oh, or you know what? Oh, I've got to start trying to show people that I'm a better person. I'm going to start doing all these things, and I'm going to make people think that, like, man, I'm just really a better person than I really am. No, none of those things is faith. None of those things are coming to God and receiving this free gift. All of that is called pride. That's saying, I've got to do something to show God that I'm good enough to receive something that only he was capable of doing. That's pride, and that will separate you from him forever. That's not coming to Jesus. That is not faith. Believing in Jesus means you leave all that behind. You stop trusting in yourself. You humble yourself, and you realize that you need somebody better than yourself. You've made a pretty big mess, and you need somebody capable of cleaning up your mess. Coming to Jesus means that you believe God is the Savior of the world who loves you and sustains you and holds you together at this moment and who commands you to recognize that you need your sins to be forgiven. Coming to Jesus means that you believe that he alone is your Savior. Either you will pay for your sins for an eternity, separated from God forever, or Jesus can pay for your sins and you can be his possession forever. That's coming to Jesus as your Savior, the one who conquered your sin and death and the grave and your enemy, the devil. Become a Christian today. Do you want to believe that? Are you ready to trust in Jesus today and receive the freedom from your guilt and your sin and your shame and receive salvation and eternal life forever instead? Don't delay on that. Don't wait. We are here right now because we want you to know Jesus. The people in this room, we love you. We want you to know and experience Jesus in this way that we do, this life-changing, eternal way. And it is God who brought you here today. I know one of your friends may have invited you, or maybe you lost a bet and you said, fine, I'll come to church. And I know there's lots of things that kind of make that, but it is God who brought you here today. He is speaking to you this morning. Not me, I'm just the annoying messenger. Get me out of the way. He is drawing you to himself. You take his hand. My friend, when this life is over, you are going to meet Jesus. And we want that moment in your life to be good. Become a Christian today. It is the most important decision you will ever make. Who do you say Jesus is? Do you know him today? This promise can be true for you. For God so loved the world. That includes you, my friend. In such an incredible and intense and passionate way that he gave his only son. The eternal, perfect, second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, the God-man, the Son of God, whose perfect life was not spared from death, but poured out and given over to death for your sake, in exchange for your life. God loves you so much that he did that, so that whoever believes in him, if you will just believe this sentence, you will receive eternal life. You will not perish. You will never be turned away from God. You will never stand condemned. You will never fall under the wrath of God, but rather enjoy eternal life instead. That is the gospel. Today is the day of your salvation, my friend. Not tomorrow, today. Do you believe that Jesus is the risen Lord, the loving God who has invaded our world to come and seek and save you? That's who he is. You give your life to Jesus today, and guess what? He'll give you his. What an amazing upgrade. I will give you the opportunity right now. We're going to pray. Bow your heads with me. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you that you are alive and well at this moment, Jesus. You hear our prayers. You are the God who is able to save us. And thank you, Jesus, that that is what you've done. We thank you for your perfect life. We thank you for your perfect death, the blood. Your blood that was poured out to atone for our sins on that cross, Jesus. Your body that was broken for our sins and for our sins, your body broken in our place. The death that we deserve, you took upon yourself because of your great love. That's who you are, Jesus. And we adore you. We just simply love you. And we thank you that the resurrection is real because you're alive, your perfect life. We too will walk with you forever in eternity. We thank you, Jesus, that death could not hold you. Thank you that death has no sting. Jesus Christ, for all of us who trust in you as our Savior, we love you. With everybody's head still bowed, I need to tell you, my friends, if you are not a Christian today, you are not sure these promises are yours, you don't have Jesus, if that's you, while everybody's heads are down, I just want you to look up. It's just me and you and the Lord right now. They're praying. If that is you, you are not a Christian in this room, I want you to go ahead and look up because I need to talk to you for a minute. I have a final plea with you. It's no accident that you're under my voice today, my friend. Jesus has drawn you here. We are here today because we love you, and God loves you. And I want to warn you, there is a hell. It is real. It will last forever, and your sins will put you there. But Jesus has come to save you from ever experiencing that. Because Jesus is alive, and he is God. He is able to forgive you of all your sins, to cover all of your shame and free you from all of your guilt. You are here today because Jesus wants to give you a new life, an eternal life. My friend, there's countless people in this room who have been praying for you all week or maybe for years, and right at this moment, they are praying right now that God will be touching your heart in a new way. So my friend, if that's you, you're looking at me, you have a decision to make right now. Are you ready to give your life to Jesus? Are you ready to be forgiven of all of your sins? You no longer want to be bound to your guilt and your shame. Do you want this eternal life that Jesus Christ offers you? If that is you, I want you to pray with me. If you were ready to become a Christian today, I want you to pray in your hearts with me right now. We're all going to bow our heads. You can pray with me under your breath. You can pray just in your thoughts, in your mind, quietly. You say this, Jesus Christ, I admit it. I recognize that I confess, Lord, I'm a sinner. I do bad things, but I believe that you've come into this world to save me. I am choosing this day to believe in you, to listen to you. I'm turning from my sin. Will you forgive me? I want to trust in you instead. From this moment on, Lord, I want to trust in you. I want to live for you. I believe that you died and you rose again to save me. I believe that truth. Lord, I want to be included in those promises. I give my life to you. My friend, if that was you today, you've chosen today to trust in Jesus as your Savior. If that was you, that was your prayer, that's your heart, that's real. I want you to do me one small thing. I want you to, while everybody's heads are bowed, don't be scared. I just want you to do me a favor. I want you to just poke your head back up. Just pop your head back up and look at me. Don't worry, everybody's praying. They're not going to see you. Okay, the light's a little bright. So do me one favor. If that's you, you become a Christian today. I want you to go ahead and slip your hand in the air. Just go ahead and just slip your hand up in the air. Nobody's paying attention. If you have chosen today to trust in Jesus Christ for the first time, amen. If that's you, I see you, friend. Praise God. Anybody else? You have stepped from death to life, my friend. That is the truth for you today. There's anybody else? Go ahead and put your hand in the air. Don't delay. Don't be embarrassed. We're talking about eternal life. I see you, friend. Praise God. I see you. Death to life. My friends, if that's you and you believe that, those promises are yours. Christ has come to save you. That encourages me very much. For those of you who rose your hands, that's the best decision you ever make. I want you to do one thing for me. There's a prayer card in front of your seat or in back of your seat. Grab that with a pen and just write your name down in a way that I can read it. I'm a male. I can't read very well, and then handwriting makes it worse. So would you please write your name legibly with your email? I want to follow up with you. I want to share some more stuff with you. I want to give you a gift, not the eternal life gift, but I want you to give you a Bible. I want to talk with you. So fill that out, and you can leave that on your chair. You can hand that to me. You can put it in the box here in the back of the room. You can hand it to somebody else. I don't care. Just make sure that gets to me today, okay? And we're going to pray again. Father, everybody's heads down. Jesus, we thank you for the people in this room who have trusted in you today. I pray, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would help them to see your Son as more precious every single day. God, thank you that you are able to change hearts. Thank you, you've done that today. We praise you for the men and the women in this room who you have right now drawn from death to life. For the rest of us, Jesus, we thank you because you died and rose again. Thank you that death is not the end of our story. Because of your empty tomb, Jesus, we get eternal life. Thank you, God, for pursuing us, loving us, and saving us. We love you. And all God's children said, amen.